Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
And it is, you know, on up in the morning now whenever we're recording this, and I am starving.
Yeah, me too.
All I had for breakfast this morning, because I didn't do my usual, you know, eggs and whatnot. We have some of that, what's it called? Seven Sundays healthy cereal. Mm-hmm. And we have the chocolate kind, which tastes like mud because they have to use dark chocolate to make it healthy and all this stuff. And it's just, it's like eating, what do you call those? Packing peanuts out of a mud hole.
Oh,
I mean, it's just, you know, not good. So you have to put a lot of sweetener on it. So I use that, you know, I can't use Splenda anymore because you know what that is, Riggins.
Poison.
It's poison.
Everything's poison in this aisle.
Poison. I would never put that in my body, which is another thing I hate when these health food people are saying, "I don't put that in my body. Don't put that in your body." Let's just say don't eat it.
I won't put that in my
dumb
body.
Dumb shit.
I would never put that in my body.
Don't eat it or don't drink it. Stop being so dramatic. Never put that in my body. This is just something I choose not to put in my body. What do you choose? I'll go get that. Specifically, what you use to shove up your ass. Because that's what I want to do. Shove it up your ass.
Yeah.
I love it.
I choose to put little Debbie's in my body.
I love when those guys are like, "This has arsenic in it." Like, arsenic? What are you saying? Arsenic's in everything, apparently.
Yeah, this is basically, you're pouring yourself a bowl of arsenic and cyanide. And muriatic acid.
Yeah.
You're going to die in 3 days.
It's crazy. So anyway, I'm eating it and having a sophisticated palate and the talents of a chef. I said, you know, the monk fruit sweetener or whatever that I use is fine, but it was lacking something. And you know what I did?
What?
I went over and got a pinch of salt and threw it in there. Woke it right up.
There you go.
Oh,
look at you.
Sometimes you just got it up.
Yeah, woke it right up. Now, it's still,
I would have never thought of that.
Sucks.
Yeah. But it's a lot more palatable when you put a pinch of salt.
What made you think to do that?
Because with the sweetener, it was sweet because I could taste the sweetness in the milk after I put the monk fruit stuff in it. But it just tasted bland, like if you were eating a potato chip that didn't have salt on it.
Okay.
And if you just take, it's like when you put a pinch of salt in your cake mix or in icing or something, it just balances it a little bit. So it's not so overwhelmingly sweet. And all this did was just wake it up, just a little pinch.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. So if you're ever, you know, in dire straits and you've contracted obesity, such as I have, and you have to go to such extreme measures to try to, you know, stop yourself from just exploding and you have to be on a diet and eat that stuff, maybe try that to make it better.
A little bit of salt.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
Ugh.
Too.
Is it like a Cocoa Puff?
It's like,
or like a Cocoa Crispy.
It is a cross between a Cocoa Puff and grape nuts.
Oh, they're, gosh.
They're puffs, but they're so hard. Yeah.
I got to chip a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Do they soften up in the milk a little bit?
Barely.
Does the milk get chocolatey?
Yes. That's the only good part about it. Because then I've dumped that monk fruit sweetener in there.
Yeah.
So by the time I get down to just the chocolate milk, that's the treat to wash away the nastiness of the cereal. Because the milk does taste good at the end.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah.
Can I just put some Lucky Charms on top?
Yeah. Just the marshmallow. Just sprinkle the Lucky Charm marshmallow on.
Yeah. Oh. Does Jody like it plain?
No. I don't even think she eats it. Oh, I'm not a big cereal person. But she does like, she used to like those Special K.
Yeah.
Different Special K cereals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm sure that's poison to Bobby.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
sure. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure.
The Special K is K for, you know.
Kill you.
Yeah, kill you.
Kerosene.
Yeah, I'm waiting on one of these big food companies to sue one of these guys that goes on social media as an influencer and walks through the store and says, this is poison, this is horrible, this is da-da-da-da. Because it's almost like they're slandering these companies.
Yeah, of course it is.
I'm waiting on them, you know.
That's a good point.
I'm waiting on them to get the crap suit out of them.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
One guy was saying, listen, the only place you need to be in the grocery store are on the ends. The entire middle section is poison. They say you want to get your dairy, you know, your yogurts and your fresh vegetables and meat. That the entire middle section, poison.
Yeah. So the grocery store could sue him for that. And so could every product on the shelves that's not on the ends could come sue him for slander.
Poison.
Yeah.
Who are you talking about?
And I hate to tell them, our grandparents lived in almost 100. They're grandparents, and we're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't doubt that they're healthy people and all.
Sure.
But it's when they act so shocked that people would, why would you eat this when this is available? It's so much better for you and all that. They never, ever say the real reason is because it tastes so much better.
Yeah.
Right.
They don't say that. They just go, why would you? Why would you put that in your body? Why would you? Because it tastes great.
Yeah.
Now get it. You're right. It's not good for you. What you're hawking here is way better, I'm sure, way healthier. But I have to put salt in cereal just to make it palatable.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. I've never had to add salt to a big old bowl of Cap'n Crunch.
Hell no.
Ever.
Mm. Or Apple Jacks or Cinnamon Toast Crunch or any of the good ones. Yeah. Mm. Never. Ever, ever have I had to do that.
No.
You've never had to add monk fruit to a Hostess cake. I'll That's right.
Yeah.
And every morning I look at the big, that box facing out with the label right in my face that says Ho-Ho's on it. Hostess Ho-Ho's that I bought to prove a point to my wife not to be hiding food from me.
Yeah.
And I also, in my argument, said, I don't want to eat that. I just don't want somebody hiding food from me because I'm 55 years old. If I want to eat it, I'll eat it. So I went and bought those to stick them up there to prove a point. But every day, it's getting harder and harder.
Of course it is. I don't know why you do it.
So I may bust into them and then tape it back so it looks like it hasn't been opened.
Yeah.
And then replace with like something that weighs, you know, what a Ho-Ho would weigh.
Sure.
Do you have any Elmer's glue? Because what you do instead of taping it, just put some and then like it was really sealed, you know.
Yeah, we can do that.
Hide the evidence.
Yeah, or just keep them in your car or something.
No, I want her to see that they're there. I want it to be a constant reminder that you can hide stuff from me if you want, but I'm going to go get other things because I'm grown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has she commented on the presence of the Ho-Ho's?
No.
She hasn't.
No. Oh, we're in a battle.
Yeah, you are.
Silent, we're in a silent war.
Silent war in the house.
Yeah.
Love but that. Little friend Jenny is coming over tonight, and she better not eat up all my Ho-Ho's. But she will. She'll eat that whole box of them.
Make her eat that damn cereal. See what she
wouldn't do.
Yeah.
See what she says about it.
We have some, like they make some potato chips that are actually good. They're the thick ridged, I think they're called Boulder brand potato chips. And they're, you know, approved by these health food nuts and they're really good. And then there's another kind of tortilla chip that's approved. That's not good. So I was tricking Jenny one night and I said, here, try these chips. They're just like those that we get at Costco, you know, those Himalayan salt, whatever. She goes, yeah, those are good. I said, those are Bobby approved. And then I gave her the tortilla chips. She goes, that effing sucks.
Yeah.
I bet they do.
But yeah,
they're not great.
She's not eating anything that doesn't taste good ever.
No.
But she doesn't have to. I don't blame her.
Yeah. Not at all.
Mm. But she'll get in those Ho-Ho's tonight.
Yeah. Mm.
Which I'd rather her do that. I really don't mind. Cause Lord knows on Saturdays I get into her snacks.
Yeah. She's got a snack kingdom over there.
Mm-hmm.
Love a snack.
Ding dongs, Twinkies, chocolate covered raisins in a big tub.
Oh,
milk chocolate covered raisins. Just get a handful of them every time you walk by.
Yeah.
Because the beer is in the kitchen of the basement. Every time I go get a beer, I get a handful of chocolate covered raisins.
Yeah.
She also has a vending machine, kind of like a gumball machine, that has four slots. And it's filled with, one has Skittles, one has Reese's Pieces, one has M&M's.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the fourth one has, but every time I walk by that, I just crank it and get a handful of Reese's Pieces.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I want her life. Her metabolism.
Yeah, that's what it is. Do you have to put a quarter in that machine? Or it's just like a free, oh my God.
Just every time you walk by, just twist it and it falls out.
I would not be able to get out of the door if I lived at her house.
Yeah. Because it's fun, too. It's like it's like a game. You're getting it out of a gumball machine. It's like exciting. Mm-hmm. But then it's also like Reese's Pieces, which are that's probably highly underrated candy. Yeah. No one ever talks about this, but like that's one of the best. They're so good.
Yeah. And I hate when people call them Reese's Pieces.
You hear that a lot.
Yeah. I hate that.
Yeah.
Reese's Pieces. Wow. Oh, how fun.
But anyway, put salt in that Bobby cereal at seven Sundays. Which, first of all, I don't know if I even trust cereal that comes in a bag and not a box. It comes in a zip lock bag.
That's
like cereal. A granola pouch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Seven Sunday sounds like it's some devil stuff. Like, you don't need the regular Sunday. We're doing it this way.
Yeah.
Demons.
Seven of them.
Seven.
Seven devilish Sundays.
More Extra Funny next.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from Liqueur are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. Liqueur is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new TJRiggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at TJRiggins.com.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
No. Let me ask you something, Riggins. Since you're our social media technical person, is it? I don't know what you call it when the person that posts something, like they post a video, but down in the corner is their face. Mm. And they're going to comment on what's being said on the video or whatever. What is that called?
Some apps call it a duet. Mm. Other people call it like a stitch. Okay. You're adding your own content in the corner, sometimes reacting to whatever is playing on the screen.
I call it stupid.
Well, is it necessary? Because that's been around for a while now. Is it necessary for the person whose face is up on the video for them to be pointing at what's going on the video? Like, point. That looks so stupid.
Yeah. And it's I'm already watching the video. I know what I'm supposed to be looking at. It's on my screen.
Exactly. I'm not supposed to be staring at you. Oh, don't look at me. Look up here at what's going on.
Yeah, anybody looking at you?
I also think that it is so annoying when you're not adding anything of value to the video. You're just sitting there making stupid expressions.
Yeah.
Get your face off of it. If you're not going to contribute and add to the entertainment value of the video you're posting, just post the video. Why you got to be in the middle of it?
Yeah.
Now it's what if they're just making noises? Like,
Yeah, I hate that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ugh.
Because now they can get monetization from it because now it's their content essentially.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, then there's another guy that I think he does a podcast or something, but he'll post videos of people saying stupid things, you know, that he disagrees with or whatnot. And then it'll cut from the video just to a close up of his face. And he's just staring at the camera. And then he'll take a pull off of his cigar and blow the smoke, like looking at, you know, like he's just so disgusted or whatever. And just stares at the camera. It's like, that's not funny.
Yeah.
I mean, your expressions can add to whatever it is that you think is funny, but don't just rely on looking in a certain way that's going to make something funny.
Yeah.
But what do I know? You got way more followers than I do.
Yeah, that's the problem with it all. I mean, it's just like, yeah, you got, I know it's frustrating. I get it.
I just don't like things that aren't literal. You know what I mean? Like, you're playing a part, you're pretending just by making these expressions and stuff. It's like, it's unnecessary.
Yeah.
I hate things that are unnecessary.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah. I get that.
Like Lindsay.
Well, thanks.
I think your personality is fine, whatever. I just see you as unnecessary. Is that an insult?
That is so insulting. Now that you say it like that, you're like, oh, my God.
I like you. I like you a lot. I just find you to be unnecessary.
Like, I'm trying to think of anything that would make that okay. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you're so beautiful. You're just unnecessary.
Right.
And I still think nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
you're getting closer with the beautiful. But.
Right. If they load it in the front end, they load the front end up with beautiful, they could say, I just think that you are disgusting.
You're gross. Yeah.
I saw one of Lindsay's reels on Instagram the other day, and she was trying out a little bit of her acting chops. And it turned out pretty good. I was surprised. I didn't think you had it in you, Lindsay, I'll be honest. What? The one where you were in the fitting room trying on something for a clothing brand or something. It turned out really well. I thought it was good.
What was she acting? Yeah. What was she doing?
Explain. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. It was for their page. So I'm trying to remember what it said.
Yeah, I don't remember, but it was good. I thought it was good.
Yeah. The girl is on the phone. And she's saying, I am so sorry I'm late. Traffic was terrible. But really, they're nowhere near where they were going. They're still trying on clothes.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Okay. Or whatever. So I was in the fitting room doing that. And then it cuts me like, you know, I'm still trying on. I'm not even trying to get there.
Yeah, it was quick. It got right to the point. It was like 10, you know, less than 10 seconds. I was like, oh, that was a really done, well done reel.
So it wasn't, as the kids say, cringy.
No.
Because we have some really good friends that we love. They're not connected in any way, but just separate friends. And when I say we, I mean you and I, Riggins.
Okay.
And these friends, but they are cringy when they try to do stuff on social media like that.
Yeah.
When they're trying to pretend something.
Most people are cringy when they try new things like that.
But you say Lindsay's not.
Lindsay's was not.
Hmm.
It actually turned out really well. I thought, because it was a sound effect. You know, they were using a sound effect for this reel. Mm-hmm. And they nailed it. It just turned out well.
I would have never thought to do that per se, but it turned out cute.
Yeah, it was good.
So what was the sound effect? Something like, I'll be right there.
Who's that?
It's a car.
Yeah.
It was a sound effect.
Mm-hmm. People are good at that stuff.
I just wish, though, that people would learn how to read aloud in a more relaxed way. You get all these people, and there are some people on social media that are trying to do entertainment stories and things like that. Like Jody was playing one for me yesterday, trying to get to whatever the latest, whatever Morgan Wallen said about the thing Saturday night. And she clicked on the wrong thing, and it was just some girl doing an entertainment report, and it was a voiceover for the reel that she had. And I didn't know anything she said because her oral reading skills were that of a first grader. And I'm just, I don't even know what, nothing flowed. And it was kind of like this. And the bad thing about it was that it was out of context and nothing about, and it wasn't an AI voice. If you can't read aloud, do the AI thing. Make the AI voice do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it's supposed to be casual and flowing, not like you're reading, but.
And it's a skill that you have to develop, you know?
Yeah.
And it's easy for me to say, being a professional in the broadcast world, like one of the most well-respected broadcasters in the history of radio, you know, mm-hmm. always known as the best at painting pictures with my words.
Sure. Yeah. You know? Well, it's like you do it cutting a spot or doing an endorsement for someone. When you first start out, I mean, I know because I didn't have any experience and I'm reading, you know, a script I write and Rob's like, that's not really going to work. You know, you have to develop the. People are just coming out. They're, you know.
Sure. And I think it comes from being. In the generation that probably wasn't called on to read aloud in class because that could be embarrassing and, you know, that sort of thing.
Right.
You know, you sit at home and you're reading everything that you know from a computer or a phone.
Yeah.
You're not reading it aloud.
Yeah.
That's true.
I would love to be on that coaching call when Rob is giving Lindsay the pointers about.
I remember starting out, you know, I would just be in that room with him. Uh-huh. He's like, kind of make it more, you know, but and it's true because, you know, you're not used to doing it. You're nervous. You're whatever. Mm-hmm. But I mean, some of these people should never be doing what they're doing.
And you can usually you can spot it when it comes to the word T-H-E. In the word a,
like the or the,
On the train yesterday, he found a rocket.
Yeah,
he found an historic item. Well, first of all, it's not an historic; it's a historic.
Yeah.
Well, I think some people don't ever develop it. You know, I know you're saying it's like a. You got to get used to it. I don't think some people don't.
Right. But it's like I was saying yesterday about preachers who don't like to speak in public. They get nervous. I mean, if you're going to be throwing yourself out there doing a voiceover or being an influencer or something where you have to do that, you need to be able to make it, you know, easier to listen to.
Yeah. Truth.
Make it more natural.
Yeah.
See, that's the kind of coaching I should be doing to people, not how to get followers and stuff. But how to make what you do sound better.
There you go.
You should start. That should be a thing. New company idea.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned it to Adam one time, who's the business manager, and he has a separate company that he's had for years where he manages voice actors, voiceover talents. And I told him my idea. There's so many people that are doing these things on social media now, yet they don't know how to read. And he goes, well, in other words, he was saying, that's not a good idea. He just kind of blew it up. I don't think you'd have enough people that were interested in that.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I also always wanted to be a dialect coach on movies and TV shows and all when the person's supposed to be Southern. But all I would do is end up being pissed off that they didn't just give the role to a Southerner. Why are you going over here and hiring all these Brits to play the part of American Southerners?
They'd go, this is the guy we got. This is just what it is. Either work. Yeah. They would not, long.
I would be trying to teach him like a first lesson and I'd just stick my head out of the trailer and go, he's never going to get it. He's never going to get it.
He's no good.
Don't bring King Arthur over here to try to learn how to speak.
Yeah.
In a Southern accent.
Turns out Hugh Grant's a total dipshit. He doesn't know nothing. He can't learn.
Sir Hugh Grant.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
What is new radio?
New radio is
social media.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X.
Come on, let's do it!
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Now Trending is sponsored by Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands on the planet. They make socks for all your adventures. Save 15% off your Tico Socks order at tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. It's Tico Socks. The Week in Review is sponsored by LaCure, the hangover solution. It's a drinking gummy containing DHM, a natural extract that can help you defeat the effects of having one too many cocktails. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout to save 20% on your order.